This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. 82 people killed in one day and one city in Myanmar. Reports from Myanmar say this is yet another crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a day and single city since March 14th, when just over 14 people were killed in Yangon. Meanwhile, analysts say India's concern that isolating Myanmar's military, which staged the country's February 1st coup, will drive it closer to China. The United States and other Western democracies are imposing economic sanctions to put pressure on Myanmar's military. The military has mounted a brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protests, resulting in hundreds of deaths since it ousted de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Critics have questioned why India has not denounced the junta more strongly. But analysts say New Delhi believes sanctions may not be the way to defuse the crisis. Harsh Pant, the head of the Strategic Studies Program at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi, says it is important to India to keep a channel of communication open with Myanmar's military. Pant added, quote, "We don't want a situation where China is the only country talking to them." Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility has lost power. The outage comes just hours after starting up new advanced centrifuges capable of enriching uranium faster. The incident Sunday is the latest to strike the site amid negotiations over the tattered atomic accord with world powers. While Iranian officials investigated the outage, Israeli media widely offered a similar assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz. This is VOA News.